Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. Let me pause and just say happy Thanksgiving. Man, I hope you have a blast today. I hope you have a great time and you do have time to be thankful. I was reading this morning in scripture about how there were 10 lepers that were healed and they all ran away except for one. One came back and actually said thank you. One came back and expressed gratitude. Nine, they went on their own way, but the one was the thankful one. And so I want to encourage you, would you be that one today? Would you be the one that says, thank you, God, for who I am, where you've placed me, what you've put in my life, and just allow this day to be a day of gratitude. Up our Imagine Zero focus. And as you know, we've been spending some time reading different devotionals written by our own members at Sugar Hill Church. And so today is a great one. It's written by Corey Bramlett, one of my best friends on the planet. He's a deacon, small group leader, and just a good dude. And so here's his devotional called The Perfect Christian. Here's what Corey writes. Have you ever felt like as a Christian, you're supposed to be perfect? Have you ever had the feeling that you needed to clean yourself up before God would fully love you? Or do you think that maybe God will love some future version of you once you have put everything back together? Well, the great news is that God loves you as you are, and He wants you to come to Him. The unfortunate news is that as humans, we were born into sin. And what that means is we start off life as sinners separated from God Himself, but thankfully, Jesus came and He sacrificed His life so that we could be in a right relationship with the Father. What this reminds me of is the promise that's found in Romans 5 and verse 6, where it says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and He died for us sinners. Immediately, what stands out to me is that phrase, utterly helpless. In other words, when we were completely unable to do anything for ourselves, God saved us. I find it interesting that a few verses later it says, while we were still enemies, our friendship was restored. See, we did not have to clean ourselves up in order for God to save us. He actually came down in our worst moment and He said, I love you so much, I will save you in the midst of you being my enemy. Wow. Now just imagine how much more being children of God, He extends grace, mercy, and love. He wants us to come to Him as we are. He wants us to come and admit where we mess up and how we stumble. Why? So He can guide us through those times, becoming more and more like Him. Because the truth of the matter is that God knows that we're going to stumble. He knows we're going to fail. And isn't that the whole point of what He did for us on the cross? We are not perfect, so God had to send His only Son, who is perfect, to die for us. So today, just rest in the fact that God loves you. Rest in the fact that He wants to help you through the messy times. What a great word. What a great encouragement today. And so this Thanksgiving, I can't think of something to be more grateful for than at just the right time, while we're utterly helpless, Christ died for us. Thank you, God. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.